For the last time, Dad, I'm not interested in meeting that moron from Whoozy What's It Inc. He has 5 baby moms that he's dodging child support for, plus he contracted an STD. Not to mention, it's his sister getting the company, not him. Look, Dad, I'm heading into work. I don't have time for your bullshit right now. And please tell Mom that if she's going to ugly cry in the background, she should at least make it useful and put it on a TikTok or something. It'll be something stupid for the world to laugh at. The world needs a laugh right now. 7 a.m. and that's what Dad wakes up bright and early for. What a life you lead, Jay. I'm here.
Uh-oh, someone's cute face is all wrinkly. Don't tell me Daddy and Mommy still trying to pick your hubby. They find any handsome ones yet? This Daddy needs a baby boy to love.
Sorry, Brian. His latest choice comes with enough baggage to open a store.
Ew. Well, guess I get to fall back on that cutie that buys me parfaits on my break.
Ooh, does that mean you finally returned his calls?
Who says I never did? I just like having options, like the pretty boy who comes in at night. He blushes like a cute bunny when I accidentally touch his hand.
Poor Leon, toyed with by the cafe player.
Speaking of toying with people, time to begin our shift.
Yeah. Damn, this lunch rush is insane. Is there a special occasion the manager didn't tell us about?
The boss man is giving a 20% off for some reason. No real reason, he just wants to outpace the guys from across the street.
Ugh, what's with him trying to beat out the Neko Cafe?
His ex manages it.
Ooh, talk about a turf war. Oh well, the more people we please, the more tips we get. And Mama needs another 2K to start building that second bike.
No, Jay, how can you be so cute and yet such a grease monkey?
The same way you're the community's most eligible bachelor. I'm just lucky. And here's my latest victim. Good afternoon, Master. How may I be of service to you? please excuse that obnoxious sneeze, my master. I hope you aren't mad at me.
Mm-hmm. My patented puppy pout gets them every time. But who is Mr. Tall, Dark, Mysterious, and built by fucking Jesus?
How many in your party, Master? Just you? Okay, this way. Holy shit, why is he here? Why would he even come here? Does he even know that I work here? No, not possible. I haven't seen him since last week. I never told him where I worked. He just disappeared at the end of the day while I was out. And never gave me his fucking number either. And after all of that work, just to save his sorry ass. Whatever, Jay, you're at work. You don't need this drama. You just serve him and get him out of here. As fast as possible without throwing hot coffee in his face. Here's your table, sir. Please call any of the other maids should you need service. You already know what you want.
How? He's never been here before.
Okay, and what would you like? That's our most popular parfait and drink. Excellent choice. Might I recommend this as your appetizer? Great. Anything else?
Stop recommending things, Jay. You're trying to get him to leave. And get away from those eyes that are clearly undressing me. I know he's imagining the laces coming undone.
Shit! He's marking. God, I hope I'm not blushing. I'm sorry, what did you say? You'd like the date a maid service?
Oh, honey, I am ready to pounce in that lap if you won't.
Brian, stick to your tables! Alright, the maids currently available are Brittany, Tiffany, Stacy, Brian.
Yes, bitch!
Me? No, sorry, I'm...
Long overdue for that 1 hour break. Which is actually how long this service goes for.
Brian!
Don't listen to her hot lips. She's just fussy because she missed her morning coffee. She'd be happy to be on your date. And I would be more than happy to put this order in. Now, JJ, come sit it. You be a good girl while I go get this order. And find out if he has any brothers that he needs a nightcap if you know what I mean.
Brian, you... My wingman? More like my hangman, that's also my best friend. When he isn't hooking himself up, he's trying to hook me up with every piece of meat and fish that walks in here. Nope, all misses. I haven't exactly found the right one, you see. Not that I believe in Mr. or Mrs. Wright. Oh God, he's staring. He's just staring. He's tracing every inch of this god-awful maid costume. And suddenly it feels extra revealing. And yet, I don't mind him staring with possibly the most gorgeous smile I've ever seen. I am in love with those fake canines. Oh, wow. His eyes are gold. Are those contacts? Damn, they are gorgeous. He looks gorgeous. Huh? Like them? Yeah, your eyes. Those are cool contacts. Where'd you get them? That's your real eye color? No way. They're absolutely beautiful. What about the teeth? Are those real too? What? They are? No way. Can I feel them? Hey, you don't have to bring your face so close. Sir? You just nipped my ear. Why would you do that? I thought you meant I could touch them, not that you would nip my ear like some puppy. Don't you woof at me with those big puppy eyes. You're so in the doghouse. I should penalize you 30 minutes. I did not like it, and I am not blushing. It's just warm in here. Despite how it looks, this costume isn't exactly air-conditioned. Plus, I think you cut my ear. Let you fix it. How? What the hell is wrong with you? Licking my ear like that? We aren't that type of maid cafe, and you don't get to be all flirty with me after disappearing like you did. Let go of my hand before I break yours. Fine, I'll hear you out, but it better be good. You left because you got an SOS from your family that night? Was there trouble? Are they all right? Oh, good. But then why? You came back the next morning and
and I was gone. Well, that's partially my fault. I had work, so I left that night. You sure you didn't just play me and leave? That's a fair point. You don't seem like the maid cafe kind of guy. Then let me ask you this. Did you know that I worked here? How could you have known? Were you stalking me? You're good at tracking people. Yeah, see, tracking, stalking, it's all the same in the end. However, I am willing to forgive and be your company for the hour if you put your number in this phone right now. Stalking me demands lunch be bought, you see. I know it sounds fair. I came up with it.
All right, my cutie cat and hound, here is your order, plus the appetizer, and my bestie's favorite smoothie.
Thanks, Brian.
My pleasure. Enjoy, you two. I saw that number swap, already marking your territory.
Shut up or I won't tip you.
I prefer his tip anyway.
Will you just leave?
No, we not you two.
I am so sorry about him. As my best friend, he's obligated to make my life harder. He's the best. Now please, enjoy your food. Of course I'm going to eat. This is my break after all. Plus, you were so rude to leave me after all I did to save your pathetic hide. You are free to make amends. Master. Why are you bringing some of the appetizer to my... I can eat by myself. I'm not being stubborn, and that's a funny way to say thank you to someone. But it would be rude to turn you down. Okay. Having a hot-looking guy feed me. Jeez, don't I feel like some character from an anime? All these guys and Brian looking envious really makes this awkward. That one table over there is staring especially hard. It's really good. Here, your turn. Let me try again. Master. His lips touched my fingers. Was that an accident?
No, that smirk again. He definitely did it on purpose. Asshole.
Now all the girls are looking jealous. This actually feels like a feather in my cap. Look on in jealousy, bitches. That one table, though. What's with that murderous glare? And why aren't they ordering anything? Of course the appetizer tastes good, and I'm not blushing. I just don't do this sort of thing normally. Thanks. I guess I'm just good at taking care of other people. Of course my fingers don't taste like motorcycle grease. I have a great sense of hygiene. And I knew you licked my fingers on purpose. The hell was that about?
There are plenty of sweet treats on the table. Don't think calling me a treat wins you any discounts.
Of course not. This is a cafe. not a charity. You pay in full. Huh? Something extra. Then you'd better pay a pretty big tip for...
He just pulled her into his lap. Hey, manager, you better not give me shit when I get a lap to sit on.
Hey, don't just pull me into your lap like that. I'll stop struggling when you let me go. Yes, I'm supposed to take care of you, but do I really have to do it like this? I mean, you're the one who should be being nicer to me, you know? I'm right. What do you mean I'm right? You plan to take care of me? But the service says... You want the parfait? Okay. Here. Hold it for you? Oh, okay. Do you want me to feed you? Okay. Then please say, Dearest Master, is the reason you want me to feed you because you want to hug me around the waist like some sort of doll? A doll that you're clearly enjoying having sit in this lap? This very strong, thick, and tight lap. My God, I wonder if these thighs would make good pillows. Just checking, Master. All hands are to stay above the waist here. You got that, Dearest Master? Very good. Now here, eat the parfait. What? No, I'm not saying that. And everyone's watching. Stop holding me so close. I swear, if those guys at that one table don't stop staring like they want to kill a bitch, I'll incinerate their whole table.
Say it now. Say it now.
I hate you, Brian.
Please, Master, say,
Oh, yes!
Brian, shut up! Yes, you may have more. Open wide again, Master.
This jerk ghosts me for a week, stalks me, and has the absolute nerve to behave like this in public. He's like a wild dog with a new damn toy, and everyone is just looking at us. Shit! Oh my God, is someone recording us? No way!
Hey, can I please get down? People are starting to make videos about us.
Seriously, what is with that one table? They're really giving me some bad vibes.
Okay, deal. Last spoonful. Then I just sit with you, okay?
This dog.
There. Now let me...
Flag on the play. Kissing isn't allowed. Release of melting delicious parfaits in a steamy game on tonsils hockey. But the manager, are you seriously taking commission for this?
He's kissing me. Oh God, he's kissing me. Swirling the parfait around. Damn, this is sweet and hot.
Wait a minute. Why am I liking this? I don't even know him. And he's holding me tighter.
All right, you two. I think that's enough fan service for the rest of the year. I'm going to have to ask you both to rein it in.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, Brian. Damn. My head got fuzzy. Excuse me. I'm just... Huh? Those people at that table left pretty aggressively.
don't think they ever ordered either. I think my horn dog here noticed them too. Wait, my horn dog? Hold up.
No, don't apologize. I didn't mind at all. What? No, you don't have to go.
That's weird. He looks frazzled. Almost angry. Angry about what? Was it those guys at that table?
It was no big deal, really. You don't have to pay until... Hey! Where are you? He's gone. Again.
Well, that was abrupt. That boy took off like a bat out of hell. With the way he was fondling you, I thought you two were joined at the hip. And other places.
Oh yeah, he was, pretty handsy.
Hey, are you alright? You weren't uncomfortable from that, were you? I mean, if so, I'm really sorry for pouring water on you.
No, Brian, I'm not mad about that. It was a good thing you did that. I felt like that guy would swallow me whole.
Kissing me out of nowhere like that, asshole. And why the hell is he kissing me? We should have at least had our first date.
Are you two an item or something? If so, how could you not tell me about that nice piece of Azzy it landed?
It's not so much that we're dating as it is that we ran into each other in the mountains and he asked me out.
Young miss, you better start talking about this mountain run with Mr. Hollips.
Oh dear, I don't think we have this much tea to spill.